The theory of evolution teaches that human beings are nothing more than animals. But if we're only animals, do we have moral responsibilities? Can we just follow our animal instincts? Is sin and immorality out of date in our so-called enlightened age? Or is there a standard of morality by which we all should live? Whatever happened to sin? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world.
This week, Richard Ames asks, whatever happened to sin? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Materialism and evolutionary theory are accepted as truth in most of mankind's educational institutions today. Billions believe that human beings are nothing more than animals, except with a higher level of intelligence. Many wrongly reason that if there's no divine creator who gives us moral direction, we can do anything we please, no matter how destructive or injurious it may be. The idea that there is no higher power who can tell human beings the right way to live is horribly wrong and foolish. In his book, Ends and Means, Aldous Huxley observed that human beings often prefer to ignore the deeper meaning and purpose of life, because deep down they want to believe that life is meaningless. Huxley admits that he and others want to remain ignorant so they can continue their own godless ways, denying the consequences. This famous English author wrote the following in this book, Ends and Means, quote, "Most ignorance is vincible ignorance. We don't know because we don't want to know. It is our will that decides how and upon what subjects we shall use our intelligence. Those who detect no meaning in the world generally do so because, for one reason or another, it suits their books that the world should be meaningless." End of quote. What an amazing admission. Huxley stated, "We don't know because we don't want to know." That same philosophy was alive and well in the first century A.D. The Apostle Paul wrote about the fools of his day who ignored the evidence of a higher power and the meaning of that reality. If you have your Bible, turn to Romans, the first chapter, Romans 1, verse 20. Paul describes the clear evidence in the creation about us. "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." And what was the result of the philosophy of meaninglessness? Paul continues in verse 22, "Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Their rejection of the Creator God led to their uncleanness, lust, and sexual immorality. My friends, immorality and sin have been around for a long, long time. But when those who profess to lead the intelligentsia with enlightened knowledge apart from the Bible, they become fools. What does that say to a society that follows such perversion? The so-called sexual revolution of the 1960s threw off all restraints. And the societal trend toward fleshly carnal immorality has not slowed down. But let's understand, there is a judgment coming. Aldous Huxley, in his book Ends and Means, admitted the reason for the philosophy of meaninglessness and for choosing to be ignorant. Huxley wrote, quote, "For myself, no doubt, for most of my contemporaries, the philosophy of meaninglessness was essentially an instrument of liberation. The liberation we desired was from a certain system of morality. We objected to the morality because it interfered with our sexual freedom. End of quote. Isn't that like the common arguments of our day? We want our sexual freedom. We don't want anyone to impose any system of morality on us. I've got news for those who choose such vincible ignorance, as Huxley stated it. There are unseen spiritual laws that are even more exacting than the laws of physics or chemistry. One does not foolishly argue that he will resist the system of natural law unless he wants a very short life. In the same manner, one is foolish to resist the system of spiritual law, which is for our spiritual fulfillment and physical fulfillment. And that includes, within the divine laws of God, enjoyable sexual relations in marriage. What has happened to the traditional biblical values in the Western world? In our March 2003 Tomorrow's World magazine, Douglas Winnell discusses the causes and solutions to our family institutions in crisis. He writes, quote, "But what has caused the rapid demise of marriage and the family? For anyone willing to look, the contributing factors are not hard to find." Author Jim Nelson Black states that the rise of relativistic thinking in the 1960s convinced many Americans that, quote, "they could trade responsibility and genuine commitment for sensual self-indulgence and self-gratification. Church and state, marriage and family, and many of our most sacred traditional values came under attack. The moral underpinnings of society were discarded in the name of personal freedom and self-actualization," end of quote. Let's understand, that kind of personal freedom is not true freedom, but self-deception. True freedom comes from genuine truth. As Jesus the Messiah stated in John 8:32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." My friends, you can have true freedom. Your Bible can show you the way to true freedom. In fact, this free booklet, Should You Be Baptized, will give you the spiritual and practical guidance you need to turn your life around. You can also order this important free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. If you would like personal counsel, we have ministers in many regions around the world. Just call the phone number on your screen. Now, will our Western world continue its increasing trend of immorality and sin? As Jim Nelson Black wrote, quote, "The moral underpinnings of society were discarded in the name of personal freedom and self-actualization," end of quote. The rationale for such trends is independent authority, that is, freedom from God and the Bible. The motivation was the desire for immoral pleasure. As Huxley admitted, quote, "The liberation we desired was from a certain system of morality. We objected to the morality because it interfered with our sexual freedom," end of quote. In other words, according to anti-God philosophy, it is our human wisdom and philosophy that determines what is right and wrong. Again, let's read the first chapter of the book of Romans. To reject divine guidance and replace it with human reasoning is absolute foolishness. As we read in Romans 1, verse 22, "Professing to be wise, they became fools." Read the rest of the chapter. The Apostle Paul says this about sexual perversion and immorality. Verse 24, "Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions." The Apostle Paul goes on to list homosexuality and other sins. Judgment is coming on this earth, just as it did on Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because of the transgression and rejection of spiritual law. There is cause and effect. My friends, let's understand. There is no escape from sinful behavior and conduct. Galatians 6, verse 7 makes that plain. Galatians 6, verse 7. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Human beings all over the world have been reaping the pain of sin and immorality. Millions are afflicted with AIDS and STDs or sexually transmitted diseases. My friends, maybe some of you are caught in the grip of immorality and sin. Maybe some of you want to be freed from a sinful addiction or habit. How can you escape your addiction and slavery to sin? Well, there is a way. Your Bible can show you the way to true freedom. In fact, this free booklet, Should You Be Baptized, will give you the spiritual and practical guidance you need to turn your life around. Many of us are just fed up with our past life and our present behavior. We want to change. The Bible shows how you can live a new life, a different life. This booklet, Should You Be Baptized, will give you the biblical references and the guidance you need. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Should You Be Baptized. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our free bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. So be sure to call or write today for your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine and your free booklet, Should You Be Baptized.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World magazine. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that human beings have rejected the evidence of creation and of the great Creator. God calls them fools in Romans, the first chapter. He says that all who reject the evidence of creation are without excuse in Romans 1, verse 20. God says then that He gave these anti-God individuals over to a debased mind, or as it is in the NIV, a depraved mind. Let's read that in Romans 1 and verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. My friends, God will judge all those who practice sin and lawlessness. Let's understand, God is the great lawgiver. There are unseen spiritual laws that are just as real and predictable as natural laws. And their effects are just as real. As we just read in the book of Galatians, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. The Apostle Paul describes the painful result of sin. Turn in your Bible to Romans, the second chapter, Romans 2 and verse 8. Paul speaks of eternal life as God's blessing in verse 7. But there's a different result to those who choose to sin. What is that result? Romans 2, verse 8. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. Do you see much anguish in the world? Sin inexorably produces a penalty. Sexual perversion and promiscuity produce pain, suffering, and death. Consider the AIDS epidemic around the world. The consequences of sexual immorality can be disastrous to a nation. Listen to this Reuters report on the AIDS problem in the African nation of Zambia. Quote, Zambia alone had 520,000 AIDS orphans and the figure is expected to double in the next 14 years, end of quote. Former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda appealed to African leaders. He stated, quote, many families in Africa are Christian. African leaders have to preach the Ten Commandments to them. They have to love their neighbors and avoid adultery, end of quote. If more national leaders and religious leaders would teach the Ten Commandments, we would live in a better world. But how many people today will even acknowledge they have sinned or that they are practicing sinners? In a Newsweek article entitled, Whatever Happened to Sin, Kenneth Woodward writes, quote, although many people occasionally experience shame, loss of faith, guilt requires much more, a recognition of sin and the need to change one's life. 90% of Americans say they believe in God, yet the urgent sense of personal sin has all but disappeared in the current upbeat style in American religion, end of quote. Have you sinned, my friends? Of course you have. As it tells us in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And what have you earned by sinning? You and I have earned the wages of sin. Romans 6:23, for the wages are what you earn. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You can be free of the death penalty. You can turn your life around. But you need to repent of sin. And you need to accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And you need to be baptized. That's explained in our free booklet, Should You Be Baptized? Be sure to request your free copy. And if you would like ministerial counsel, just call the number on your screen. Now, if you really want to turn your life around, there's another step you need to take. Yes, it can be difficult, but the benefits, peace of mind, and true freedom are worth it. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 John 2, verse 15. We face a barrage of media messages and influences, and unless you're determined to resist sinful temptations, you will also allow yourself to be deceived. Hebrews 3:13 refers to the deceitfulness of sin. Yes, sin deceives us, so we must take action. 1 John 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. The truth of that scripture should be obvious to all of us. What do you see pervading our television, movies, internet, and publications? Yes, as the Apostle John wrote, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In his Tomorrow's World article, How the Media Mold the World, Douglas Winnale writes, quote, the story of sex on the screen is similar. While Hollywood claims that only religious fanatics object to sex on television and that it merely gives society what it wants, studies show that more than 70% of Americans feel there is too much sex and vulgarity on television. While writers and producers suggest that their films and programs only reflect society, they ignore that they are profoundly influencing the values of society. End of quote. My friends, the Creator God created sex for a man and woman to enjoy in marriage. The creation account tells us this in Genesis 1 and verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. And God tells us in Hebrews 13, verse 4, marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. God wants humans in marriage to enjoy sex. But listen to the warning. God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Don't any of you be guilty of fornication or adultery. God will judge you. But if you are guilty, repent. Quit sinning. Change your life. If you seek God with all your heart, you can find the way to forgiveness. My friends, you need to follow the example of Jesus Christ and the instructions of your Bible. You need to be baptized, but you need to study into it for yourself. To help you in your study of the Bible, I'd like to offer you our free, inspiring, and informative booklet, Should You Be Baptized? As you read the Bible and begin to seek God in prayer, you'll come to understand your own human nature and see the need for personal change. Then you need to prayerfully consider making the biggest commitment of all, to give your whole life to God through Jesus Christ. One demonstrates his or her commitment to Christ through baptism. As the Apostle Peter stated on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verse 38, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Every sincere person who wants to turn his life around needs to be baptized. But you need to understand what your responsibility is according to the Bible. This free booklet, Should You Be Baptized, will help you understand the practical steps you need to take. This booklet will give you the encouragement and the information you need to make a wise decision. And if you'd like ministerial counsel, just call the number on your screen. Perhaps there are older teenagers in your family or young adults who want to change their lives and begin a new way of living. This vital booklet, Should You Be Baptized, will be helpful to you and your family. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Should You Be Baptized. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our free bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. So be sure to call or write today for your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine and your free booklet, Should You Be Baptized.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World magazine. Call now.
The world and its carnal ways thinks it knows better than God. But as we've seen, God calls those who reject Him fools. The world needs the kingdom of God. The world needs the true way of life. The world needs true salvation. But first, we need to recognize the terrible conditions that the world is in spiritually. In his book, The Death of Outrage, William J. Bennett writes, quote, "Neither Christ, St. Paul, the Apostle Peter, nor James was harsh or intolerant, unforgiving, or arbitrary. They deeply loved humanity and their own followers. They wanted to protect them and the young church from harm. But throughout the entire Bible, in the Old and New Testaments, in book after book, in passage after passage, righteousness is exalted and sin and wickedness are denounced." End of quote. How true that is. Listen to how the Apostle John describes the condition of our world. 1 John 5, verse 19. "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." Or as the King James Version states it, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness." My friends, the starting point for true abundant living is to acknowledge your sins. You can be forgiven of your sins. You can begin a new way of life. Our informative free booklet, Should You Be Baptized, will help you begin that new way of life. You can turn your life around. You can repent of sin. You can be baptized. And you can learn the biblical way of life that will give you joy, love, peace, and incredible blessings. Whatever happened to sin? The world has ignored sin and is reaping the painful penalties. Sin is alive and well. Sin is destroying families, individuals, and nations. It is time that we individually and collectively acknowledge that we are sinners and that we are in need of forgiveness and salvation. The Apostle Paul spoke to the Greeks in Athens. He told them that they were ignorant of the true God. Acts the 17th chapter and verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Paul further announced to them, "The time has come for everyone around the world to repent." Verse 30. "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." My friends, I was in that state of ignorance at one time. I was without God, and I needed to seek Him to learn about the true God and to change my life. As we just read, God now commands all men everywhere to repent. Repent means to turn around and go the other way, the right way. It means to acknowledge your sinful thoughts and behaviors. Further, you must determine to change with God's help. Paul plainly stated that it is the purpose of all nations and peoples on earth to seek God. Acts 17, verse 26. "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." You also can be a spiritual son or daughter of our loving Father in heaven. You can begin by praying to him and asking his forgiveness, and look to the Savior of the world. John the Baptist gave this profound testimony in John 1, verse 29. "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" May God help you to step out in faith and seek God with all your heart. You need to be baptized. Be sure to study and do it for yourself and request our free booklet, Should You Be Baptized? We invite you to join us every week. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the amazing truths of the Bible. We'll give you the biblical solutions to the most challenging problems in life. We'll also be discussing world news in the light of Bible prophecy and the good news of tomorrow's world. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.